November 714.
Sag dem nicht. Schleusche Achim, Schneimen, Messuim, Steyachis. Two brothers married two sisters. The Echod Nosui Nochis. There's a third brother. Taisa says, Beatim, you don't have to say that he's Nosui Nochis. You have three brothers, two married two sisters, and there's another brother. Why you have to have that he's a Nosui Nochis? If he doesn't have a wife, it's the same Alochis that we're going to learn. Taisa says, Einachanami. It's a chidush b'derech agav do. Meis echod mi bale achyas. So the first brother dies. So the second brother cannot do yibus. Achachos isho. V'konas noisu nochis as ishtoi. And the third one married his wife. Nahainu, the third brother made a yibum to the Eishes Reuven. Nahainu, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi is married nochis. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot do yibum at achachos isho. So Levi did yibum. Gerade Levi has also another wife, but it's nicht mehr gehe, aber etzen zu dem Mischle. Umeis, ishtu ishtu sheini. And then the wife of Shimon dies. So be'etzem, Eishes Reuven now is mutter to him, be'etzem. In the minute that Meis, ishtu ishtu sheini, so be'etzem, the Eishes Reuven is mutter. So she became mutter to him. Ve'achar kach Meis nosi nochis. And then the second brother dies. The third brother dies. So now when Levi dies, Be'etzen, both of his wives, Mi'ikar Adin, are mutter le'ibum now to Shimon. Why? Because it's not Achos Isho, because Achos Isho is only Bechayev. Harezu asur o'ilo v'ilomis. Ho'il v'nesro o'lo v'sho achas. Harei eilu asur o'ilo v'ilomis. Ho'il v'nesro o'lo v'sho achas. So the aloch is that the Achos Isho, Eishes Reuven, while she was also to him, b'shas nefila, the marriage is also roilomis. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Areizu asur oilo v'ilomis. Oil v'nesro olov shorachas. So it Rashi, shorachas benefilo rishoino kishenoflo me'ochi v'rishon. Shorachas minefilo rishoino kishenoflo me'ochi v'rishon. So the chiddush of the Mishnah, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah be'etzah? The Mishnah is mechadesh da'aloche v'nesro. Now, in the chiddush of the Mishnah of the Aloche of Nesro, what state? That if his two brothers married two sisters, so maybe when Reuven dies, Eishes Reuven is a surah and Shimon because of Achos Isho. So even if Levi does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, and now Levi dies, and then before Levi died, Eishes Shimon dies, and now she's Mutter, Oil v'Nesro olov shorachas, Nesro olov ilomis. So the Mishnah is mechadash this Aloche of Oil v'Nesro olov shorachas, Nesro olov ilomis. This chiddush state in the Mishnah. Now, I want to, well, we learn a sach about the sugis of Nesro. I want to finish like it, hoping the sugi of Nesro klar, so we daf bind us for melech. What is the chiddush of Nesro? The chiddush of Nesro is that Eishes Reuven, be'etzem, was also on Shimon because of Achos Isho. Now, after Levi married her, now Eishes Shimon died, she's not also anymore. Aber kemon sh'Nesro sho'achas, Nesro ilom. Even Shenesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. What state then the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Even Shenesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. Even that Be'etzem, Mitzad Atzmo now, she has to fall a Yibu Machmas Levi. Is a reason for a Nefila Machmas Levi. Even so, Even Shenesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. And we have to know what it means. The Maisa, she's Eishes Ach, she was Eishes Reuven. That now Levi married her and Levi dies. Now she's mutter leibum. Amal she was also, but now she's mutter. Amal she was achos isho. Now she has a reason to do yibum. Und steht da aloche kevon shenesro shorachas nesro ilomis. And it doesn't say what, why. But the Mishnah is mechadesh this aloche, and the Mishnah is speaking about nefilo shliyo. That is a reason for yibum now. I want to be madgish before we start the gemara. The Mishnah is not only saying. The Mishnah could have spoken about Reuven and Shimon, married two sisters, Reuven dies. After a couple of minutes, Eishes Shimon dies. So now she's mutter. But while in the beginning she was not a Yevama, so she doesn't become a Yevama now. Our Mishnah is saying a bigger chiddush be'etzer. Even that she's married to Levi, and Levi dies. And if Levi dies, is a reason for nefila now. Be'etzem she has to follow Yibu. There's no reason not to do Yibu. Unafilo achi, keivan shenesu sho'achas, nesu ilamis. And we have to know why. The ma'isa she's falling Yibu. So what? But the ma'isa now is a reason Yibu, but she's not an elva anymore. Why she doesn't follow Yibu? Okay, the Mishnah Deval is not masbir. So I want to first learn good the Pshata Gemara, and then we'll see what is the longness and the schiddush of the Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, the Zerba Chiddush. Kol Yevomo she'ein ani koire bo b'sha'as nefilo, Yevomo yovo yoleo, harei keish es'ach she'yesh lo boni ve'asuro. He's saying the Chiddush Moshe Mepashe. He's not talking on nefilo shniyo, he's talking on nefilo rishoyno. O Yevomo, that b'sha'as nefilo she was achos isha, Reuven and Shimon married two sisters. Reuven dies, and then Shimon's wife dies. Call Yevomo she'ena nikoyrebo b'sha'as nefilo. Yevomo yovo yaleo. Arei kei she'sach she'esh lobani ve'asuro. Zog dimor, ma'ikom ashalom, tanine, arei ze asuro oylo ve'lomis. Hoy v'nesro olom sho'achas. This is the aloch of the Mishneh, that while she was also once, she's also forever. Zog dimor, what are the sheiches? מהו the same? אנה מילהיך דלו ישחה זה לבנפילו ראשונו. So she became also, so then she's also בנפילו שניה. אבל איך די ישחה זה בנפילו ראשונו? אימת אשתורי כמה שמלון. רבי יהודה אמר רב אז מחדש, Reuven dies and his wife is also on Shimon אחוס אישו. And then איש של Shimon dies, now she's mutter, I would think that now is מסחדש. עשי בפייבום, כמה שמלון, that is not מסחדש. This I don't know from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah we speak about נפילו שניה. Now we have to know, Mitzad Sheini, Nefila Shniya is a Besser Chiddush. Because Nefila Shniya was a new reason for Yibum Machmas Levi. The Gemara doesn't find it like that. Maybe we'll be Masber, but first we'll be Pshat Tov. But the Mishnah was Mechadish by Nefila Shniya, and Rashi says, Kevin Shenesro Sho'achas by Nefila Rishoino, Sassur Oilomis. Rabbi Yudah and Marav is Mechadish that it's not Mischadish in the same wife. Frank the Gemara, the Mishnah said Nesro. Yeah, the Mishnah said that if she was Osu, she never fell a Yibu Machmas Reuven, so she doesn't fall Machmas Levi, but she's Nesro Machmas Eishes Reuven. But by Reuven alone, if she becomes Mutter, Amos Al Kedailov, that it's Mutter, Kamash Malon, even so. So the Gemara, Namitanime, it's a Mefurush Mishnah. Daf Lamed Beis. Shnei Achim Nesuim Shtei Achis, Mes Echod Mehem, Ve'achar Kech Meisa Ishto Shel Sheini, Arei Ze Asu, Oyla Ve'lomis. The Schilish of Yidam Arab is Mefurush Mishnah, Sido Azan Nesro. Two brothers marry two sisters, one dies, and then the wife of the second one dies, so really now she's mutter, and the Mishnah states, Arei ze asur oylo ve'lomis. Mor oy v'nesro lo v'sha'achas. It's interesting. Both Mishnayas have Eli Kevelta. Arei ze asur oylo ve'lomis came v'shenesro lo v'sha'achas. And Rabbi Yudah Marav decides to say a different kind of shprach. Kol yivom ha'she'el ha'nikiri bo b'sha'as tefilo arei kei she'sach she'esh lebonim ve'asur. Not that. In the beginning, the Gemara taught that he said that chiddush. But says it's also a Mishnah. And when the Mishnah writes it, the Mishnah has a different sprach. The Nesro, what is written in the Mishnah is, Hoyl v'nesro ol of sho'achas, Nesro ol of ilomis. This is the sprach of the Mishnah. Hoyl v'nesro ol of sho'achas, Nesro ol of ilomis. It's one sprach. And Rabbi Yudah Marav says, Kol yivom v'shanikirim v'shas nefilu yivom yov eleo, harei kishisach shiyash lo bani. And we come again, Zog v'imor, so what is the chiddush? We have both Mishnayas. We have a Mishnah that even when it's no, that is a nefila, but oisa nefila, she's a chisisha, and she becomes a oisa chisisha. The Gemara, Mao the same, also, who the itchele ma'abese legamre. It's no more brothers. So when she was also, so she's stuck in Esra. Aval hoche de lo itchele ma'abese legamre. What would be in a case like our Mishnah that has three brothers, and she was also Reuven Shimon Levi, and Reuven Dai, she's also on Shimon, but she's mutter to Levi. I would think Bechai Gavne, if she becomes mutter later, so Shimon could take it, because anyway she was Roy Leibu Machmas Levi. Amen, Miku, the Chazi Le'ai Nosi Nochis, Chazi Nami Le'ai, Komash Malon, so the Chilash of Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav is, that when it's, Bo'oise Nefile, Ve'lo Yitche Me'ai Beise, now, Rasha Shit says, our Mishnah also says, Ve'lo Yitche Me'ai Beise, you say Nesre, but this is Nefile Shmir. The Chilash of Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav is, that even the Nefile Rishoyno, and if it's lo yitchem ay beise, even so we say neso. And the nusach is kol yevom she anikiri bo b'shas tefilo yevom yavo yole. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Amar Rav. That ba'oisa nefila v'lo idchem ha'ibesa, da'ainu, it's ba'oisa nefila, I would think that it starts, and anyway, she was zakuk to different people, so al-kadai toch that you don't say Nesro, and al-chudosh of Rabbi Yudah Marav, that even b'chai gavna you say Nesro. This is the source of the Gemara. So, let me start the Lashon HaGemara. Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav, kol yevomo she'in ani koyri bo b'sha'as nefila, yevomo yovo yoleo arei keish es achshi yesh lo bonim v'asur. כל יבום אשר אני קרי בו בשעס נפילו, יבום היו ויולאו. הרי כאיש אסעך שיש לו בונים ואסור. The shayla is, what shteido in Rabbi Yudah Amara? כל יבום אשר שאין אני קרי בו בשעס נפילו, יבום היו ויולאו. Even that she becomes mutter later, הרי זה כאיש אסעך שיש לו בונים ואסור. What do you mean הרי שיש אסעך שיש לו בונים ואסור? What he means to say? That even that she's a יבום in the beginning, if it stops, it stops. What Rabbi Yudah Marav is coming to say? Even that B'shas Nefila, she was a Yevama, and she was not Roy Yivum, even that she became Roy to Yivum later, it doesn't help. So that Rabbi Yudah Marav to say, Kol Yevama, She'ein hi Yevama in the beginning, Ein Yevama. Makes sense? What is these words of Rabbi Yudah Marav? Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav, Kol Yevama, She'ein ani koyri bo B'shas Nefila Yevama Yevaleo, as Nishkin Yevama. What is coming to say? That there's no mitzvah yibum. The mitzvah yibum only starts in the beginning. It doesn't start later. What is the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav? Kol yevama she'ein ani koyri bo b'sha'as nefila. I will explain. Ba'isa nefila. What is the chiddush? The first chiddush is that the mitzvah yibum only starts in the beginning. It doesn't start later. Other you get the heter in the beginning. Other you don't get the heter. So now we get the shesach sheyesh lobanim. The chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav is that the heter of yibum is in the beginning. If you get the heter, you have the heter. And if you don't get the heter, so you don't have the heter. Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav, kol yevomah shebishas nefilo havi yevomah, v'im lav, she doesn't have a heter. The Teretz is, he wants to say more from that. It's not only that it doesn't have a heter, it's a shesach sheyesh lobanim. It's a erbedikei shesach. What is coming to say? What do you mean it's a erbedikei shesach? He means to say, not only that she doesn't have a mitzvah now. Because if she only doesn't have a mitzvah now, the nefila shniyah, she has a mitzvah. Zog Rabbi Yudah Marav, no, this is shesach, is a erva dikei shesach. It's kei shesach sheyesh lo bonim. And the main head will never have a heter. So it's a mod nezach. The chelik that she doesn't have a heter b'chayeo, l'chorot ishkin shachis to yesh lebonim or el lebonim. The mitzvah's yirum is in the beginning, and the mitzvah doesn't start later. The chiddush, why ben afilo shniyah, it's not mutter, even the lemaisa is a new mitzvah's yirum, while the friyah dike became an erva dike ishesach. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav, kei shesach sheyesh lebonim, these words, al-chorot only negev in afilo shniyah. To afilo rishoyno, stop. The mitzvah doesn't come back. What do we get? Yesh lebonim, ein lebonim. The mitzvah is in the beginning, and later the mitzvah doesn't come anymore. When he says, kei shesach sheyesh lebonim ve'asura, what he means to say? That it becomes. So there's two ways to explain, I'm saying, lefi the first way, lefi the pshutah shel dvarim. One way that he's taking coming to say nefila shniyah, and maybe more from that, not only nefila shniyah, he's coming to say, even nefila rishayna, okay, the mitzvah doesn't come back. Aber mechateisa that the shesach is also. Ve'asur. Right? He wants to say, you're right, that the mitzvah doesn't come back. But who said that it's an isur? Maybe it's no mitzvah yibum, but it's not an isur eishesach. Zokter, no, if you don't have a heter yibum, it's not an isur eishesach. Kol yevomah that doesn't have a heter yibum will never get a heter yibum. V'meila, she stays a eishesach. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav is that three chiddushim, that the heter doesn't come back, but not only that the heter doesn't come, the mitzvah doesn't come back, and not only that there's no mitzvah, ve'asuro, the haynu deishesach is also, we don't say deishesach is mutter, and it's also benefilo shliya. Even that there's a new reason for yibum. Why keishesach sheyesh lebonim? To know what it means, keishesach sheyesh lebonim. But while it's also benefilo rishayna, it's also forever. There are honest day and tales, what is nesra? These are the words of Rabbi Yudah Marav. The Meiri and the Netziv say, no, Rabbi Yudah Marav is saying epistol, keishesach sheyesh lebonim. Zog the Meiri and the Netziv, Rabbi Yudah Marav meant to say a moshe. Says, Eishes Ach Sheyesh Lobonim. Why when the kids die, she's not Zokus Leibu? B'shas Nefila, you have kids, and they die. Why she's not Zokus Leibu? More on that Pesach. Why? Why she's not zokugli? She had kids b'shas nefila, and then the kids died. Why she's not zokugli? So the Gemara says, "Nochel dachinaya." We have two pshatim in the Gemara for dachinaya. Rashi explains that dachinaya tells me to read the pasuk for ben en loy de ka'omar rachmona b'shas misa ka'omar. We don't know how to dash it with Ben Eloi. Forever or B'shas Nefila. V'as Nishkin Darchinoyam later to be Mechadish of Parsha from Yirum. So for Ben Eloi, B'shas Misa Ke'oma. So the Darchinoyam is melamed me how to dash in the Pasuk. So Dr. Dezel Bezach, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo, B'shas Misa Ke'oma. As Aviation Kshiesh Lobonim, we learn that even if the kids die, while the Yesh Loi Bonim is totally B'shas Nefila, Darchinoyam is melamed us. That the shame Yevome is nikva ledeire deire is b'shas nefile. Ye Yevome nish Yevome. So the same bezach legabe Arayas. She's the erva b'shas nefile. V'mele, she's not in the parasha. V'mele, she's not in the parasha. This is the tzushka. Kei shesach sheyesh lebone. I want to explain. Look at the bell. This only goes with Rashi Shita. That why when the kids die, what is the pshat in Darchinoyam? It's a getter in the drosha. There's no new parsha of Darchinoyam. Darchinoyam is teaching me how to darshan the pasuk. Uben eloi b'shas misa. So you know, you saw deal with darshan like this. Here also, Yevomo yovo yoleo b'shas misa. Lefi teisus, the Darchinoyam is a metzius. And we'll learn that Nesro is also Darchinoyam. We'll go mesulot l'chkira later. But Nesro is Darchinoyam. So you don't bring a mushroom from Yesh Lebonim. If there's not Darchinoyam, say here also. What is Keish Yisach Sheyesh Lebonim? What you found in Neish Yisach Sheyesh Lebonim? That if they die, it's not Darchinoyam. And here, if she was also Neish Yisach Mutar, it's also not Darchinoyam. Well, is this Ken Moshe? Neish Yisach Sheyesh Lebonim is not a new musik. It's not Noyam. I hear it's also not Noyam. Let it say Darchinoyam. Bezim is Darchinoyam Skashe. Omar Abiyudah Marav, Kol Yifom Hashem, Kerem Shas Nefilo, she's not Darchinoyam. The musik Keish Yisach Sheyesh Lebonim is very shvel. So we have two ways be'etzim how to learn the memory from Rabbi Yudah Marav. If we're learning now, we'll start kipshuta shel dvorim, that is two tzdodim, how to learn the sugya. If the sugya is a drosha, yevomo yoleo b'shas nefile ke'omar, eishes ashesh lemonim ben enli b'shas misle ke'omar, Darchinoyam maybe is only giluim, how to darshan psukim, but there's no nut parsha for Darchinoyam. V'meile, zog Rabbi Yudah Marav, the zel bezach, in the gabi yesh lebonim, we darshan ben enli b'shas misle ke'omar, the zel bezach, we darshan yevomo yovo yoleo b'shas nefile ke'omar. This is the drosha. Yevomo yovo yoleo b'shas nefile ke'omar. And if b'shas nefile she's not a yevomo, v'meile she's mukha from the parsha. If you learn, if you taste it, that everything is Darchinoyam. And Taisus mixes all the Gemaras together. So Rabbi Yudah Marav didn't come to say, you know, here's a Darchinoyam, here's also a Darchinoyam. Say straight, Darchinoyam. So Rabbi Yudah Marav came to say that she became a Shesach Sheyesh Lebonim, she became an Ervedikei Shesach, that even in the Nefila Shniyo, she will not be Mutzah. I want to explain. Now, for the first side that we're speaking about, now we're saying that what Rabbi Yudah Marav came to say, Yevomo Yovo Yoleo B'Shas Misekirom. Why in the field of Shnia you don't do Yibum? And there's a new reason now. There's a new reason now, slavery. So we have to answer, we have to go back to the answers of Yutes Chof. What happened to the field of the Keshesach? This is not what Rabbi Yudah Marav came to take care of. Rabbi Yudah Marav only said, Yibum is B'shas Nefile. Like when you have kids and they die, is no more Parshas Yibum? The Zel Bezach, if she arrives B'shas Nefile, is no more Parshas Yibum? Is no more Parshas Yibum? The Parshas Yibum doesn't start anymore. So Rabbi Yudah Marav came to say, Einzah, the Yibum is B'shas Nefila. Yibum is not later. Yibum is not later. If Yibum is not later, she's Patu. Ah, you have a Kasha, she married Levi. She married Levi. If she marries Levi, so now Levi dies, there's a new reason to do Yibum. Say, Rabbi Yudah Marav is not talking about that. Rabbi Yudah Marav is not talking about that. It doesn't make a difference. So Rabbi Yudah Marav is only mechadish ein chidush. B'shas nefile sido yibu. So the words k'eishas achshi yesh lebonim nefile meiri in the netziv are not negiah to what Rabbi Nochem will later say k'eishas achshi yesh lebonim azai shesach. Rabbi Yudah Marav bichlav didn't discuss it. Rabbi Yudah Marav bichlav didn't go into that chelek. Rabbi Yudah Marav was only talking on one chidush. Yibum is b'shas nefile. Zika is b'shas nefile. If b'shas nefile is no zika, If b'shas nefila is no parsha, it doesn't go. And the mashal was as leivish is actually yesh lebonim yudarshin ben ein lebishas misa. Here also yudarshin like this. If you learn that it's a parsha from darchinoyam, so it's no mokim to being a mashal from yesh lebonim. It's no shaychis. Yesh lebonim is garnish. It's only one case that it's no darchinoyam, and neither is another shaila, and another place is another shaila. It's all different shailas. The main of all different shailas was the darchinoyam. So al koch Rabbi Yudah Marav is mechadesh ander azach. Rabbi Yudah Marav is mechadesh what? Rabbi Yudah Marav is saying, Eishes Ach, it becomes an ervedik Eishes Ach. B'meile, even b'nefila shniya, it's also. What? Ba'al usi b'par is the tzor. But this is what Rabbi Yudah Marav came to say. L'maise mislom, he's also mechadesh da'aloch ev neso. Could be he's also mechadesh da'aloch ev neso. So it can say. But there's a big chiluk b'yisoydi, what Rabbi Yudah Marav is coming to say. If the first mahalach was shaitim mitzivin, and he's bichlam not coming to explain, and I think it's more gishmak taken, because he's taken not handling nefilo shniya. The Gemara says Rabbi Yudah Marav is going in nefilo rishayna. So he's bichlam not handling why that is shesach later will not have a reason of evil. The ikir chilish of Rabbi Yudah Marav is that the zikah is b'shas nefilo. And forget it, I think it's even more straight. The Mishnah is talking about nefilo shniya. He's talking nefilo rishayna. It's not mischadish. After it's not mischadish, zog the Mishnah, b'melet becomes a herve, b'melet or not b'muto b'nefilo shniya. It's not a chilish of Rabbi Yudah Marav. Masha'enke, l'fiteisves, you don't have a breire. Va l'fiteisves, the moshel of eishes ar sheyesh lebonim doesn't make sense. And eishes ar sheyesh lebonim also doesn't say a parsha that the yibum is only b'shas nefilo. Also doesn't say that. Eishes ar sheyesh lebonim, it's gone, it's mishkandar chinayam. So al kohor, the chilish of Rabbi Yudah Marav is, as he er v'dikei shesach. And b'meile b'nefilo shniya, for sure it's awesome. We have to know, Zagreb Nochem, so hi b'nefilo rishoyno, why it's a reason that the Hebrew will not come back. If we say that Rabbi Yudah Marav is saying that this becomes an er v'dikei shesach, yeah, but now is a new reason to do Hebrew. After our shifel Hebrew, why you don't do Hebrew? Rabbi Yudah Marav is not touching the Nekudah. If it is, it's touching the Nekudah. The Nekudah is that Yibum is B'shas Nefila. As Evi Legabi Yesh Labonim, the Darchinoyam told me it's B'shas Nefila, here it's B'shas Nefila. If I can, this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav. But if it is, it's not the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav. So if I can, Nefila Shmiya is very gizund. While it's an Ervedik Eishesach, this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav. But Mele, even Nefila Shmiya, this Eishesach doesn't have a reason for Yibum. But we'll have to mazbe yet, but Nefila Rishayna, why it's potter. Stop. So the Moshe says, "Shesar sheyesh lebonim, it's anish kan shaychus." What do we get at Shesar sheyesh lebonim? I'm explaining why Rabbi Nochem made a whole fuss. If someone wants to say that someone is also, you say, "Shesar sheyesh lebonim." Yes, Ziki, you're not allowed to marry his sister. In this case, Shesar sheyesh lebonim. What's Shesar sheyesh lebonim? And the kasha is the Meiri of the Netziv. Say, and the Meiri of the Netziv as the kasha. This is what they were about. What is the shaychus? What is the tushta? And they came to say that it's only a raya that zikah is b'shas nefila. Lefiteisus eishas shalbonim never said such a yisoy. Was a din noyam. Was a din dachin noyam. So al koch zog yom nochem abad is coming to say this is a erba dikei shesach. So if Rabbi Yudah Marav will speak a nefila shniyo, to be very glad. But if Rabbi Yudah Marav is also speaking a nefila rishoyno, but nefila rishoyno, the words yesh lebonim or el lebonim, oh, this can shaychitz. She didn't have a etter for an hour. Now she has a etter. Why she can't do it? Because Hashem didn't give the parsha. So say, Hashem didn't give the parsha. She's keishes ashi yesh lebonim. What is the shaychus? If she has the parsha now, so the keishes ashi yesh lebonim will disappear. But the finish shniya, on if we say chidushim as nish. But the finish shniya, the pshat is as a. You write that it's a mitzvah sivim as him, but it's a problem as the first one, as the keishes ashi yesh lebonim, as that you don't have a heter. It's very glad. For the finish shniya, it's the right words. But for the finish rishayna, so if it's a mushroom, it's very good. As they say, she's actually shlobonim state in the Gemara ben Eloi that the zik is mischadish b'shas nefila. Here it's also mischadish b'shas nefila. But if the fitayis is that darchinoyam, it's not a svara from darchinoyam. We found the deer, but it's not a mokir for darchinoyam. Darchinoyam is a glad svara. You can't be given a mashal. If here it's darchinoyam, it will be. If here it's not darchinoyam, it will not be. So we have to know what is these words. Keishes achshiy shlobonim lechura. We ask if it's a shaila. Let the zikit be mischadish. Unadem zok ben garnish. This won't have to be Yashvi at the Pshat. But actually, he has stated in the Gemara that the Chiddush from Rabbi Yudah Marav is As Rabbi Yudah Marav is mechadesh that even b'shas if later ba'oisa nefila is mischadesh as zike, that zike is not zokuk leibum because it's adin for nesro. Other the zike is not mischadesh. Other is a word nesro that we don't know what it means the while, and the melish is not zokuk leibum. Zok b'gemara, and even that the Mishnah said it, the Mishnah spoke about nefila shniya. The oisa nefila was a reason to be. For the gemara, it's also written in the Mishnah. Zok b'gemara, yeah, but b'la itchem ha'beisa. And the other case was Itchem Ha'ebeise, was only two brothers. Then for sure, if she was also Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and then Esha Shimon dies, she's also. But when it was three brothers, I would think the Chai Gavne is no Nesra. So here the Welt also spells up Shabbat. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yudah Marav is, that we have three Nesras, two Mishnayos and one Meimre from Amiroi. On Mishnah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies, she's Asur and Shimon. Levi does Yibum. And now Esha Shimon dies, and then Levi dies. It's called Nesro and Nefilo Shniyah. Poshut. We have another case in Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies. Esha Shimon dies. It's Nesro, even though it's Voice and Nefile. But Nesro Shoahachas Nesro Elomis. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav Zog Digmore is in the third case. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. She's Zokuk to Levi. And then Eishes Shimon dies. So I would think now Shimon could do Yibum because she was Lo Yitche Me'ai Beise. Kamash Malon came on Shenesro al Shimon Shoachas, Nesro Ilon. Why was the Salkedaitoch that Bechai Gavne is no Nesro? Why? Not to be masked. The first Gemara we understand, Nefilo Shniyo, after she didn't have a Heter, it doesn't stay forever. But we need a Chiddush that even Ba'isa Nefile, the Yibum doesn't start. But we have that Chiddush. Yeah, but I would think only Be'itchem Ha'ebeise. But if it's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven dies, and she's Zokuk to Levi, and then Esha Shimon dies, then Shimon could do Yibum. Ais Toch Nesro. So the Welt wants to say, Be'ashkofo Rishonim. Very glad. The Gemara in the Salkedai Toch Toad, that Nesro is Mitzad Darchinoyam, the Fita Isfis. So the Mele, it is only Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, so Esha Reuven is Mutter to the Shuk. Because Shimon is the Erve. Then Esha Shimon die, it's Nishkin Darchin Noyam, that she will become also. But if it's Reuven, Shimon and Levi, and Reuven dies, she's anyway Zokuk to Levi, and now Shimon dies, Esha Shimon dies, I would think the Chai Gavne, no problem with Darchin Noyam. This is the glass guy. We saw in the Rishonim in the few Zaynamud Beis, that he wanted to take a say that the Rabbi Veger and the Rashbod Oten, that below Yitchem Ha'ai Beis, if she's anyway also to the Shuk, it's no Chisol and Darchin Noyam, because anyway she's not Mutter. And what would be the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon will be one of the two. Other Kamash Malon, She'ein ze darchin noyam, She'tachdu v'tizdakek l'zeh she'nifteru ha'imenu. As I said, Rabbi Veger. The Kash in the Teretz of Rabbi Veger, this is the Shach Levitari from the Gemara. What? If we learn that Nesra is no Shachis to darchin noyam, it's a drosha v'ben elu b'sha'as misik, or amal. So the Zik is only b'sha'as nefile. So it doesn't make a difference if it's more brothers or not. But v'ben elu b'sha'as misik, or amal. Like if he has, the svar is, Ben Eli, b'shas misikram. Does he say, Ben Eli, b'shas misikram? So if he Rashi, it's a svar. The zik is only mischad, b'shas misa. Not b'shas misa, it's not mischad. But lefi taste, why not? Lefi Rashi, the gzeras hakosov is, that zik starts at the beginning. If it doesn't start, it doesn't start. Doesn't have to mean if it's five more brothers or not. Rabbi Yudah Marav is mechadesh the svara. What is the svara? That the zik is nischadesh b'shas nefile. The zik is nischadesh b'shas nefile. So what's the difference? But if it's a svara from Darchin Noyam, so we say it's not Noyam that she's muter and also. This is only if it's normal brothers. So when Reuven dies, she was muter lashuk, and now she'll become also as nishken Noyam. But when Reuven dies, she's anyway zokuk to Levi, so she anyway can't get married. So there's no chisson. If now Shimon will wake up. What will be the Kamash Malon? Ain't the Darchin Noyam Shetazo with his Dakikloy? Other, the Kamash Malon will be that Nesro is under the Aloch. It's not Mucha that the Kamash Malon will be Taki Nishtaze. It's not Mucha that the Kamash Malon will be Nishtaze. Because could be the Kamash Malon. We can learn the thesis that we're going weiter with Darchin Noyam. And what is the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon is that Ain't the Darchin Noyam Shetazo with his Dakik. But we could learn now, Kamash Malon Take, that this Suge, Hodishkin Shachet Sadar Chinoyam. Why? Other like Rashi, that Bichlal it's a Gilui, we don't go with Tzvoras and Darchi Noyam. Other like we'll see later for Rebel Chonon, Efshel Nesro is an Ayah Parsha. And if it takes this could be good for the Shaklev Taira. We could go weiter with Darchi Noyam, Salkedai Toch that is Yon Noyam, Komashan is Nishke Noyam. Aber Ken Zayn, Takem. Salkedai Toch Taki that it's Tolu Yon Noyam, Aber Komashan Alon Taki Einach Noyam, Mitzad Darchi Noyam, and Azayim we'll see later Rishoinim. Mitzad Darchi Noyam, maybe it's Noyam. She's anyway Nach Mutter Lashuk. Aber Nesro is andere Aloche. Kevin she Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. Yeah, we don't know yet what is this Nesro. We don't know what is this Nesro. Aber Sida is a parsha for Nesro. Sida is a parsha for Nesro. Sida is a parsha for Nesro. And that new parsha for Nesro, the man, it doesn't make a difference. What is the parsha for Nesro? But that man knows that. Rav Nochem says that it's meduyek in the Gemara that the Gemara never meant that Salkedai Toch that it's Noyam and the Komashon that it's not Noyam. This is not the Shaklev Taira in the Gemara. Again, other the Gemara learns that it's not Noyam from the beginning, other the Kula Alma it's Noyam. Look, Rav Nochem, the Loshon of the Gemara is Aval Hochet Elo Yitchele Me'abese Legamre Eime Migu Dechaze Lehai Nosu Nochris Chaze Nami Lehai. What is Migu? If you want to break the Nesra, you say, Migu that she's anyway Asur. Migu that she's anyway Asur. If she's anyway Asur, it's no chisson of Darchi Noyam. The Gemara says, Pum fakert. Migu that she's roi leivum to one, maybe she will become roi to everyone. It's not the point. If the Salkedai Toch was, that it's no chisson of Noyam, because anyway she has to wait. Komash Malon, that is. Nishke Noyam, Nesro is a new parsha. If this is the shakli, the Gemara didn't have to say Salke Daito. The Gemara says Salke Daito that is no chisor of Noyam because anyway she's not mutar lashuk. And the Gemara says Pum Kapoy. The Gemara says Pum Faker. Salke Migu de Chazi Lehai Chazi Nami Lehai. Now I know the Gemara knew that it's not Noyam. Other sugyas are not shaykes to Noyam. Again, today we're not going to the two tzedolim yet. Tesis says we have to remember with Pashtus, Tesis, and Nafbeis. Mixes everything is Darchi Noyam. Mitzad Sheini, when you read the Gemara in the Flamme, the Gemara never mentioned a word from Darchi Noyam. The Gemara never mentioned a word of Darchi Noyam. It's very difficult to say that the Gemara made Darchi Noyam. The Gemara never said it. So these are the two tzedolim. If Nesra hot shayach is a Darchi Noyam or not. And the value of the two tzedolim we're learning is, other taka, everything is stored in Darchi Noyam. Other the second side we're saying is, the vibe that Rashi, that Darchi Noyam is only Megale half a dash in the Pasuk, and here we're going with the Drosha that Yevom Yovel Leo Bishas Pefile Koma. We don't check if it's Yon Noyam or not Noyam, it's Megale Ben Eli Bishas Misa Koma, that the Pasha is Bishas Misa. But Zakir Bnochem, that the Pasha is the world wants to learn Chosh Lefi Taisve, so even Lefi Rashi, that this was the Salkedai Toch. Zakir Bnochem, the Losh Le Gemor is Mashma Mishnas. It was a new Salkedai Toch that we have to be master it. I'm very mad gishit because it's going to get to the Teretz as we want it for us. That was a Salkedai Toch, that would be a new bear. Migu de Chazilei, Chazilei Kulal. Now, it's for sure not Noyam, or for sure yes Noyam, but Nesro will have to be, there's no difference if Dachim Ha'abese or Leidachim Ha'abese. The only Salkedai Toch that Leidachim Ha'abese will have to do Yibum is, because Migu de Chazilei, Chazilei Namel Ha. But I wish it that's Migu. I think that Yuk Pshat HaGemara is very good. Aber Hazei, Lo Mehet Zachon. Frek Reb Nochem, Frek the world. So we have three Chidushim in Nesro. Nefilo Shnia or Mishneh. The second Mishneh, Bedachim Ha'abese. And the Chiddush of Avida Marav, even Beloidachim Ha'abese, Beloysa Nefila, the Yibum doesn't come back. Frag the world, the Rambam misses out the Saloche. Kunda is in the Gemara, that is three Chiddushim. One Mishneh, second Mishneh, Rabbi Yudah Marav. And we need all the three Chiddushim. The two Taki is Tireach. And he writes down, and he's madgish, that is another three chetimtzes, he says, Nefilo Shnia, Menishis Dochui, Vafilo Beloidachia Meabese, Kemut Shinesro Shoachas, Nesro Elomis. The two in Kufayin Ayin Hei, brings down three cases of Nesro. Loi mi boye be Nefilo Shnia, El Afilo Beoiso Nefilo, Vafilo Beloidachia Meabese. And the Rambam is mashmit the chetimtze. He writes down our Mishneh. He writes the Mishneh and the Lamed Beis. He has Nefilo Shniyo. He has Oysa Nefilo Bedachim Ha'abese. And he's not Tireach to write down the aloche that beloidachi mei beise beoise nefile, it doesn't come back. Lossi de kash. So the Shalatak, why the Rambam is mashmir this aloch? Why the Rambam is mashmir this aloch? We'll have to be asher. Lama lozen the Baal de kashe, we'll go into this. So the noche oredo in the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam writes down the suffer. Zog the Rambam hazeh, Pirush HaMishnayis. וכבר נסבר שיאסור אילומס. והדין, אבל צורוסו, רצו לו עם הנוכריס, לא ימוצינו בו דין בגמורה, ולא ידובור לאחוד מן הגאויני. סתם אינטרסנטי רמב״ם. ורמב״ם סייר, סידו הלוכי פונדסו. We know that she's also אילומס. אבל עם הצורו, לא ימוצינו בו דין, לא בגמורה, ולא ידאחוד מן הגאויני. If the Nesro patters the Tzora or not, loy matzonu bodin, loy be'echod ma'amiroyim, loy matzonu bodin. Loy matzonu bodin. The Mishnah speaks that the second one is not sinochis. But the Mishnah doesn't say what the Tzora does. The Mishnah says, ha-reizu asur o'ilo v'ilomis. What happened to the Tzora? It's interesting. Because if you see Tasty Ba'amasir v'Nesro, Tasty says that the whole purpose of the Mishnah to write the Nosim Nochris to tell me that the Tzora is potter. It's interesting to say. Tasty says, why the Tana have to write down that he's Nosim Nochris? Because Milsa Agavurcha, the Tana wants me to know that she patters the Tzora. But the Ma'i said the Tana didn't say it close. The Tana said, Arizu Asuro Ilomis. The Tana didn't say, Arehiva Tzoroso Asuro Ilomis. So because, even the Tasty says that the reason that the Tana writes down Nosim Nochis is to tell me that the Nosim Nochis, not only that the Erwe beats Nesro, that the Tzora will also be, but the Rambam says, but the Maisa is nish mefurish in the Mishnah, but steht Areizu Asuro, steht nish Areizu Vetzoroso, loim otzonu bodobo. Zog the Rambam, ve'adin etzli bishi choyletzes ve'loim isyabemes. So the Rambam is mechadish that the case of the Mishnah, the Tzora is choyletzes ve'loim isyabemes. Why? לפי שאני מסופוק עם אסורו משום ערווה נאסור אז ממש לי כערווה ותהיה צורוסו פטור מן החליצו מן האיבום או אסורו עליו מדרבונו שאום רואי ונאסור עליו שואחס נאסורו ואילומיס ואביק משניו וצורשניו יחולצס אימיס יבנס זוג דרמם I have a סופק I want to be מדגיש to understand the קרן אירו my סופק is if the צורו מעיקר הדין could be שיש חולצס ומיס יבנס I have a tzad that she's only like a shniyo, the hainu. Zog the Rambam, I have a sofik, what is Nesro? Nesro is like a erve, so she patas tzoros min achalitzo v'ahibum, or Nesro is like a shniyo. If she's like a shniyo, she doesn't patas tzoros, bichlal. B'meile mi sofik la'aloche le'maisa, ani machria, zog the Rambam, let the tzoros to do chalitzo. Zog the keranoir on the netziv. So on the tzad of the Rambam, that she's not like a erve. And on the tzad of the Rambam is that Nesro is the Rabbono. So l'chura not only the Tzoro is choyletzes, even the Erbe is choyletzes. So ein echanami, as they talk the Kiranoir on the Netziv. Even though the Rambam spoke out the Tzoro, the Rambam means like this. The Mishnah never said what is the din of the Tzoro. So you could say that she's even Misya Bemes. But could be not. Misafik, I'm telling you choyletzes. She herself, zog the Kiranoir, she's choyletzes. She herself is choletzes. Most of the achronim are not masking. They say the Rambam was only mistapik on the Tzora. She herself is potum meibum vechalitza. The sofik is only on the Tzora. So we have machlekes achronim b'das Rambam. Kerenoyer learns that the Rambam learned that Nesro is a sofik if it's the Rabbanon on the Deiraisa. Nesro is a sofik the Rabbanon on the Deiraisa. And b'meile, who adin the Nesro alein, she has to be choletzes. No, the suffix is, she patos the Tzora or not. Don't see the suffix from the Rambam. And some achorim say, no, the Rambam is only misupik in the Tzora. She herself, for sure, is potter in gaps. Now, before we go weiter. Zog de Kerenoiro, lefi mai pshat, that the Rambam has a tzad that Nesro is the Rabbonon, The Rambam only spoke on Nesro ben Nefilo Shnir. The Rambam never spoke on Nesro ben Nefilo Rishon. He brings down Gemoras and Afkuf Yudalef, Mr. Salam Adam and Islam Rishon in Apilim. It's often the Gemoras that Nesro is the Reis. Loshon Gemoras call it Areuke, Eishes Achshi Yesh Lobonim. Eishes Achshi Yesh Lobonim is no Chalitza. Zog de Kerenoiro, the Rambam is only speaking about Nefilo Shnir. The Rambam is speaking about the Mishnah. Benefilo Shniyo, the Etzem is the reason for Yibum now. No Vos, she was Eishesach yesterday. Of them is the Sugya. The Rambam learns that it's only the Rabbanon. He's Mesubek if it's the Rabbanon and the Reise. If Nesra is the Reise, so she's put to Yibum and Chalitza. If Nesra is the Rabbanon, she will need to Chalitza. Oba Benefilo Rishoino, Avadu she's the Reise. And Zakti Kiranoiro, Vizel, Leshoino, Yazov, Shul Rabbi Yudah Amarav, Kol Yevoma Shanikir, Bomishas, Nefilo, Yevoma Yoba Aleo, Vasur. This is the Tzura, the Kiranoiro is my Medivre Aramba. Avade is a shtikul Ore Bepshat. If Rabbi Yudah Amarav is saying a din der Reis and the Mishnah is a din der Rabbonon, how the Gemara could ask the Kasha and Rabbi Yudah Amarav, what you said, we have a Mefurash in Mishnah. The Mishnah is a din der Rabbonon, Rabbi Yudah Amarav is a din der Reis. Maybe it's waste of miyashin. It's waste of arayin zetzdas. But we have to know what is the kasha from the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Amarav is mechadish areike shesar shi yesh lebonim v'asur shizayer v'gmur. Shizayer v'gmur. Frank the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Amarav is mechadish zayer v'stach mefurash in Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about nefilo shniyo shizadin derabonon. What is the kasha? Kilo, it's possible to be ignored that the din der rabbanon will only exist as the din der reise. Midavis. Frag the kasha, frag the kerner is meranezet, frag the achroinim. So the Rambam has a tzad that Nesro, at least benefilo shnir, is the rabbanon. Rambam has a tzad that Nesro, at least benefilo shnir, is the rabbanon. We have a Mefurash in Mishnah that Beis. Eish es ochiv shaloi hoyo boi lo boi. Marries my brother and he falls leibum. Shei the Mishnah you potu. If you learn kipshuta, eish es ochiv shaloi boi lo boi ben afilo shnir, the maise now is a reason for do yibum. Why you can't do yibum? Because Rashi says, kemi she nesro shoachas, nesro ilomis. So how the Rambam has a tzad? That how the Rambam has a Mefurash in Mishnah is to say, that Nesro is a din de Rabbonon, benefilo shnir. Not benefilo rishoino. How you have a tzad that Nesro is a din de Rabbonon? How Nesro could be a din de Rabbonon? And she's orim shloya bo ilomoy. Who is Shimon Levi? And then Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies, doesn't mishnayis. That you can't do Yibum, or even Nesro of Shoachas, Nesro ilomis. So we see close that Nesro is derais. So what is the tell? Teretz is like we said the whole time. Without explaining it how Nesro works, why Benefilo Shnir is no Nesro? We see in the Keren Noirotake that was a tzad of Benefilo Shnir, you could do Yibu. Midori Raisi, you could do Yibu. Why? The Teretz is. You write that the first Nefilo was no Mitzvah Yibu, but now it's a Mitzvah Yibu. That Eishesach didn't have a Heter. That Eishesach from yesterday didn't have a Heter. Say, it doesn't have a Heter. Now it has a Heter. This Eishesach is not in the parasha of Yibum. And in Numul Arayas, the Eishesach was not in the parasha of Yibum. Now the Eishesach is Roy Yibum. Now it's Numul Nesro. We learn that Nesro makes the Eishesach Eishesach Sheyesh Lo Bonim, and we made it also Benefilo Shnir. This is the Chiddush Taka, the way we learn. The Taka becomes Eishesach Sheyesh Lo Bonim, and the Taka also Benefilo Shnir. The Rambam that wanted to learn that Nesro is different, that he had a tzad that Nesro doesn't mean that it becomes like a Erve. That is just Ach Be'etzem is Roy Le'ibu. No, it's a Reis. Now that it's not a Reis anymore, that is just Ach Be'etzem is Roy Le'ibu. No, there's no Mitzvah Yibu. The Mitzvah Yibu can be Mitzchadish. And Shaloi Yoboi Lomoi, it's a Erve Dikei Shesach. That is just Ach is Mufka from the Parshe. And that is just Ach is Mufka from the Parshe, Avada and Avada, it's not Mitzchadish again, a Parshe of Yibu. So we have two shittas with the Rambam. Again, I'm saying the Kirin for sure learns that it's only Benefilo Shnir, not Benefilo Rishoino. It's no suffix Benefila Shniya, only Benefila Rishniya, not Benefila Rishayna, with the Lashna Gemara and Shver. And then there's another Vikuach, if the Rambam writes nor of the Tzora, or the Rambam writes only on himself, also on himself. And the Kiran Erelu is that the Rambam is also speaking about himself, and Ander Zogin is the Rambam writes only on the Tzora. Let me get into the one mistake. Frag the Welt, the Eis and the Kasha. This is the Tzuz of the Shmaisa. Before we start, to Mazu the Machlekes. You open the Yad HaChazokah, and the Rambam in the Yad HaChazokah paskens. We said we don't know why the Rambam in Yad HaChazokah doesn't bring down the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah. We have one Ore. Why the Rambam Taki doesn't bring down Rabbi Yudah? But the Rambam brings down both Mishnayos of Nesro, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah of Lamed Beis. Nine of the Filo Shniyah the Rambam paskens Nesro, and two brothers the Rambam paskens Nesro, and the Rambam brings down. He doesn't hold like he passed in the Pirush of Mishnayos. He says, Klo, that Nesro patters miyibum vechalitza. Nesro patters miyibum vechalitza. Frank the world, the stereo to be in Pirush of Mishnayos and the Rambam in the Yad. Okay, the Rambam goes like we learn Nesro, be'etzin. Like we are used to learning Nesro. But Avada, she's also, the Mela, she's a Shisashi Yashlobonim, Mela Benefila Shnia, you can't do Yibum, and then she bothers the Tzora. This is the glad way we learn Nesro the ganze Zeit. And the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis was Mechadish. Again, the Mela of Pirush HaMishnayis was that we said Be'etzem is three Chalokim here. It's the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. We also said that the same thing that is three Chalokim, it's also the other way around. That is a Chiddush of the Mishnah Benefila Shnia. That Lemais is a new reason. And we never answered yet, what taka happened to the new reason? So we brought the Pirush of Mishnayos first to know the Chiddush of Pirush of Mishnayos, and also the Chiddush that we're saying the whole time, that L'chur is a svara to say that if there's chachas of a reason for Yibum, there's a new reason to do Yibum. We see in the Rambam that this new reason was so stark that he taka wanted to say it. We started boyoids, say it. So Shloah Ba'ilam is the Ervedikesh Yisach, but Nesro, the Rambam was besutak, maybe it's Nishkin Ervedikesh Yisach. You have to know when yes and when not. All of that we have to be masculine. Why take it? What is the essence of Nesrov and the Filo Shnir? How it works? What is the Muslim? What happened to the Mrs. Yibum? What happened to the Eshesach? So, Eshesach, Eshesach, Nishkin Eshesach, Eshesach. So, that's the Rambam's Chiddush Salkedai. But the Shaila is, why in Pirush HaMishnayos, he's Mesupik Take? We'll say Lefi the Keren Oiro, that she herself is only Papa with the Rabbanon, she's not Papa with the Eraisa. And the Melech she will need chalitza, and she will the Tzor will need chalitza. And in the Yad HaChazokah, Betul Dabo Poshut, he passes, she's Potter and Gatz. What is the difference? So if nothing wants to say, Azagak. The Rambam learned, and this will answer both Shailas. Why the Rambam in Yad HaChazokah was Mesupik, if you will need chalitza or not? And Shaila. And second Shaila is, why the Rambam didn't feel that he has to bring La'alokhe, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah, and Beloitche Me'aybeise, that you don't have to do Yibum. Gemara says that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah is the Beloitche Me'aybeise, you have to do Yibum. Salkedaito that you will have to do Yibum because the Rambam doesn't bring down this Chiddush. So these are the two kashas. And he's mashmit Rabbi Yudah Marav La'alokhe, he doesn't bring it down, the Tur brings it down. And also in the Yad, and the Pirush HaMishnayos is mesupik that Nesro b'nefilo shniyah is the Rabbanon. And in the Yad, he doesn't have a sopik, he says b'tur davo poshet, that it's chayav chalitza, it's potu mechalitza v'yibu. So I'm knocking one little vote. Says, we mentioned already a lot of times in Yevamos, that the Rambam learns that we have machlekes of a shol v'rabbonon, if mitzvah chalitza k'demes l'mitzvah yibu v'na. If a person makes Yibum and he's not Mechaven, Abishol holds Ke'ilu Pegeah Be'erve, and we don't hold like that. Zog the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos, that Lefi Abishol, Be'etzem, it's a Erve from Eishesach. Now the Mitzvah Yibum is Deicha the Isur Eishesach. The Melech, if you're not Mechaven L'Shem Mitzvah, you Ke'ilu Pegeah Be'erve. And the Melech holds Abishol, Mitzvah Chalitza Kudemis, the Mitzvah Yibum. Zog the Rambam, Asheengen Rabbonon hold, Echod Oynes, Echod Rotzen, Rabbonon hold, that the Eishesach is Mutar Mitzad Atzmoy. It's not because mitzvah Yibum is matir isur Eishesach. The Eishesach was never necessary to Yibum. Velcha Eishesach the Tere Asert, Eishesach sheyesh lo bonim. Eishesach she'en lo bonim, the Tere never Asert. This is the way the Rambam learns, Machlekes HaBashol v'Rabbonon. And Lefi HaBashol, the mitzvah Yibum is matir the isur Eishesach. And Mashengi Lefi Rabbonon, the Eishesach was never necessary to Mokim Yibum. I mean, if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, l'fi abashol, you pagi abe'erve, l'fi rabbonon, so nishtok in nisim. Look at another very posh. The Gemara said already in Daf Gimel that the Mishnah is going a little bit abashol. The Gemara asked, oysters, poitres, the Mishnah is going l'fi abashol. Look at that. The Rambam learned the Mishnah is l'fi abashol. Mele l'fi abashol, mitzvah s'yivum is doicha isur eishasach. Mele, ben afil ha-shniyah, mitzvah s'yivum has to be doicha isur eishasach. Like we alamol, this is our alamol akasha. If yivum could be deicha eshesach, you write them the first one you didn't have a heter, let the yivum be deicha now no eshesach. You have to say eshesach, she yesh lo bonim, el lo bonim, shenteiras. But maybe the Rambam has a sofik, einich and Ami Nesra says that the mitzvah yivum doesn't come back, but I have a tzad ben afil ha-shniyo, yivum could be deicha eshesach. Oy dil metza, erbedike eshesach. It's like, no, I'm a stupid. I'm a stupid. If yivum is matir ishul eshesach or not, La'aloch ha'lemaise, Yibum is never matir eshesach. No, the eshesach was not neser le'yibum. The eshesach from the first brother is not also for the Yibum for the first brother. Oh, but now, that mitzvah Yibum was done already. Now you want to do Yibum of Tzlevi? It can't be matir the eshesach from Ruben. So if we learn that Yibum is matir isur eshesach, so it's a tzadet benefil ha'shniyo, Yibum could be matir isur eshesach. So the man is like, the Rambam, maybe it's the Rabbah. Because midoy raise, be'etzem, is the new parshas Yibum. I hold that the Pshat Eshesach was not Neser Le'ibum, while that Mitzvah Sibum, the first brother, doesn't exist anymore, even Menefil HaShniyah is no head. And if you see good, the Lashon HaRambam is, Menefil HaShniyah is also, the Havik Eshesach, if Shalom HaRabai Lomad. He B'chad doesn't say the words of Neser. We'll go back to our Gemara. Why did he bring down the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav? What is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav? Migu the chazi lehai, chazi nami lehai. Migu that he has a heter, I will also have a heter. Doctor, if it's a matir, so you say migu that he has a heter to take isur eshesach, I also could get now the heter to take the isur eshesach. But if it's not a matir, just for him it was never asur, mecheteisa will become mutar to me. If it's a isur eshesach, everyone has the same isur. Migu that one of them is allowed to be over the isur, he'll be matir to all of them. But the halacha that we hold that it's not a heter eshesach. It's not a heter to be over an isur eshesach. No, eshesach was never nesa. Eshesach was never nesa. So if eshesach was never nesa, so for him it was never nesa. For me it was nesa. So you can't say migu that it will be muta for him, it will be muta for me. For me it was also, for him it was muta. So why it will become muta to me? If the pshat is it's also, just Yemen has a heter to be over the avera, and every second he has the heter. Kozman, he doesn't do Yibum, it's also with a heter. Also, now I could stoop into the heter also. But if it's not also with a heter, just for him it was never Nesa, for me, Vavada, it's also. This is the vocal of Nochem we started in the beginning of Shir. While the Gemara needs a Migu, on the Migu, Nishgibel Achidosh in Rabbi Yudeh. Lefi the Rambam, it's a Nishtok in the Migu. The Migu is not Negea. The Migu is only Negea if you learn as Azeb HaBashon. If you don't learn Azeb HaBashon, Avada, the Migu is not Negea. Thank you.